This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. North Korea says it launched a nuclear attack submarine, has been developing for years, a step leader Kim Jong-un described as crucial in his efforts to build a nuclear-armed navy to counter the United States and its Asian allies. Turkish President Erdogan and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are pledging deeper economic cooperation as the list of international sanctions on Russia grows. We get more from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Relations between the leaders had been cooling after Erdogan angered Moscow with his support for Ukraine's bid for NATO membership. But analysts say the outcome of the Sochi summit is a strong sign the Russian leader cannot afford to downscale relations with Erdogan. Columnist Ilhan Ulusgel for Turkey's Kısadalga news portal.
Putin cannot face losing Erdogan, that's for sure.
Russian officials confirmed Wednesday that Turkey will participate with Russia and Qatar to supply 1 million metric tons of grain to 6 African countries. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Mali's interim government said Islamist militants attacked a military camp and vessels in the northeastern section of the country Thursday, killing civilians and soldiers. VOA's Scott Walterman has more.
The two separate attacks targeted the Timbuktu boat on the Niger River and an army position at Bamba in the northern region. The assaults were claimed by a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Earlier, the Malian army said on social media that the boat was attacked around 1100 GMT by what they called armed terrorist groups. The vessel, plying an established route between cities along the river, was targeted by at least 3 rockets. Images on social media showed a cloud of black smoke rising above the river. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. The Pentagon is repositioning some troops and equipment within Niger and will withdraw a small number of non-essential personnel out of an abundance of caution, U.S. officials told Reuters Thursday, the first major American military movement in Niger since a coup in July. The United States has been pressing for a diplomatic resolution of the crisis that erupted on July 26 when Niger's military officer seized power, deposed President Mohamed Bazoum, and placed him under house arrest. AP correspondent Ed Donahue now reporting on a cave rescue in Turkey, which involved a medical emergency.
A recently recorded video was released.
Mark Dickey from nearly 1,000 meters.
That is about 3,000 feet down. Dickey is an experienced caver who suddenly became ill during an expedition.
The quick response of the Turkish government to get the medical supplies that I needed, in my opinion, saved my life.
Dickey experienced gastrointestinal bleeding during his descent into the cave and was unable to hoist himself out on his own. He says he's feeling better.
I'm up, I'm alert, I'm talking. But I'm not healed on the inside yet, so I need a lot of help to get out of here.
Experts say the rescue operation could take days or even weeks, depending on conditions. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former trade advisor Peter Navarro found guilty Thursday of contempt of Congress for not complying with a subpoena from the House of Representatives Committee that investigated the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. He spoke to reporters after the verdict was handed down following his one-day trial.
This is a landmark case that's bound for the Supreme Court. Why do I say that? This is the first time in the history of our republic that a senior White House advisor, an alter ego of the president, has ever been charged with the alleged crime.
Navarro, who promoted groundless claims of mass voter fraud in the 2020 election, refused to testify or turn over documents to the House panel that investigated the insurrection attempt, prompting a 12-member jury to find him guilty of 2 counts of contempt. Both charges are punishable by up to 1 year in prison. A sentencing hearing is set for January of next year. In other news, Hurricane Lee is whirling through open waters as forecasters warn it could become a first Category 5 storm of the Atlantic season. Lee's projected path takes it near the Northeast Caribbean, but is not expected to make landfall. Forecasters say the tropical storm conditions are possible on some islands. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.